B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I got so much stuff to get to, so many things that we want to talk about, articles and stuff that just keep piling up. So can we just bang through a couple of them real quick?
Yeah, let's do that. By the way, that's how I felt yesterday. Yesterday, something really funny happened on the company email. And I'm like, we have to talk about it on the radio. I'm like, but the show is filled. We have so much to get to already.
I know. I have a folder that I keep of just articles, and I just want to go through them all one day, but it's just they keep piling up. But no, Roy, we definitely have to talk about what happened. We'll get into that. Plus, just after 7, we have to talk about how Nicole had a major breach in security yesterday and got called out. So we'll get into that. But this is interesting because I know it's early for potty talk, but it's coming from a medical side of things. Is anybody else feeling like they're constipated during the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders?
I'm pregnant, so I'm always constipated.
I haven't had a normal BM in honestly almost months. So
okay.
I wouldn't know.
Dr. Legiro, a colon specialist, says that if you have issues going to the bathroom to do your potty, it's totally natural because it's our bodies figuring out what the new normal is. And we've changed the rhythms of our brain, and we've also changed the rhythms of our colon. The colon has its own rhythm that's easily disrupted by lack of physical exercise, poor sleep, or changes in eating schedules and stress.
You know, I just did an article on this not that long ago because where I'm broadcasting from my home, I'll be during the show and all of a sudden it will hit me and I got to go. And that never happens when I'm at the radio station. It's my colon knows, hey, this is dangerous and don't do it here.
Well, you know, I would think it would be the opposite, Manny. I would think, you know, because when you travel, typically you can't go to the bathroom. But when you're home and in the comfort of your own home, you're typically, on the average, a little bit more relaxed. Yes, this is stressful, but you're also probably eating a little bit better than you would if you were eating out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just realized the other day, I was like, I don't even think I went, which is crazy for me. And then I was like, when I did go, I was like, oh, this isn't normal. And then I found this article. It popped up on my, on my feed, my news feed on Twitter. And I was like, oh, there you go. Well, that explains it. So coronavirus is affecting our poops, everybody, just so you know.
Next article.
Producer Nicole says next article. That's right. Yep. I thought this was interesting, too. A lot of people are saying that they don't believe the news. I know this is a very black and white hot topic. The media is making money off of bad news. That's why the news is so negative. But if you do research, you realize that Disney owns ABC and Comcast, which owns Universal, which owns movie studios and theme parks, which are losing not millions, but billions of dollars on unreleased movies. Warner Media, which owns CNN, can't release their movies at all. So wouldn't reporting just regular news like they're doing make more sense than saying that? Because I have friends that do this. I can't go on Facebook anymore because everybody's like, oh, the news is just being negative because negative gets ratings. Yeah, but it's also, if you look at the bigger picture, they're shooting themselves in the foot then.
Right.
Sure. Well, right now, it's kind of negative. So that's what they're reporting
on. Right. It's not like they're doing it to get ratings. It's what's going on in the world. And, of course, don't you think that, NBC or ABC that owns Disney wants to be like, oh, everybody head to Florida. It's all good.
Right. And on a normal basis, I do agree with that article. I think the news makes money on bad news. But, I think this is a different situation altogether.
Although I was a bit annoyed with the news because yesterday there was an awesome police chase throughout Charlotte.
Massive.
20 cop cars went through Gastonia. It was huge. And then I couldn't find it anywhere on all the websites, but yet I saw it all over social media.
I know.
They had the helicopter following it and everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I am a little annoyed that the news is missing out on some good stuff.
I know, and I thought about all our news anchor friends, Paige and Derek and everybody else who, you know, works across the board locally here. It's like, gosh, you must just get so worn out reading the teleprompter about coronavirus deaths, coronavirus rises, the curve is changing, the curve is not changing. It's like, I want to check in on some of our news anchors next week on their mental health. I mean, really, honestly, it's got to be it's got to wear you out.
That's why I moved out of TV. I didn't ever want to be in a position where I had to do hard news. This is, I mean, I love you guys, but this is way more fun.
Lastly, and I didn't see this. This is another thing that fell through the cracks. Now, producer Nicole, you did say you heard about this. A North Carolina, to be actual, it's the Indian Trail, North Carolina Zoo, that is helping you spice up your Zoom meetings. Did you see this? No, me neither.
Did you say the zoo is helping you spice up your Zoom meetings?
Yes. They're renting out animals, including a miniature donkey, to participate in teleconferences.
Oh, no.
Francie and Mark Dunlap, owners of Peace and Peace Farm and Indian Trail, said customers are being given the option to have Mambo, an 8-year-old mini donkey, dial into their Zoom conference calls for a price of $50.
Oh.
Customers can also...
They're not taking it anywhere. They're not, like, dropping it off at your house.
No.
Oh, okay. Customers can, like, tigers in people's bedrooms or something.
That's right. You can get one of my tigers to jump onto your conference calls right now, except for you, Carol Baskin. The Dunlap said customers can also choose from a variety of other animals, including horses, chickens, and ducks. I think they'll get some laughs, she told the Observer.
Yeah, probably.
But what made me mad is... I saw
your
this.
Joe Exotic is getting much better.
Oh, thanks, Lorraine. What made me mad is, like, Roy, we were talking about what the news is reporting. I saw this nationally, this story. So it said a North Carolina farm, then I clicked on it to see where North Carolina. Like, that's Indian Trail. That's us. How did I not hear about this?
I know. It's because our news is missing some things.
Where did you get it, Nicole, on the anti-zoo sites that you go on?
No, it was like one of those things when you scroll Facebook and you see a headline, and then you just assume you know.
Okay.
Nicole got it from thingstoprotest.com.
All right. Let's check in with producer Nicole, because you did something yesterday. You were freaked out about it, and it only got worse as the day went on. Can we talk about it?
I guess.
All right.
Good. How Nicole caused a major security breach at this radio station. Coming up at 5.
Roy and Lorraine
on KISS 95.1. All the hits, KISS 95.1. It is the Manny Roy and Lorraine morning show. We do have your chance to win $500 KISS cash code. It's coming up less than an hour from now, 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
So yesterday, producer Nicole came in. When I got here in the morning, she was here before me, and she's like, oh, my God, tell me if this is bad.
Any story that starts off like that ain't good.
It was bad.
Tell everyone what happened yesterday and what progressively got worse.
Yeah, so, like, long story short, we get here before everyone else, and typically I'm the first, if not, or, like, the second or third in the whole entire building here in the morning. And sometimes there are nighttime stragglers just around our area in South Bend. And so when I was walking in, and we park in a parking deck, and since I'm here so early, I park in the very front. So after I locked my door, you know, it makes that loud noise, and I heard someone on the second floor of the parking deck, and I only heard them because I heard the stairwell door close. And I just assumed that it was somebody from our building, so I didn't think much into it. But then I saw a man, like, running, like, walking very quickly towards me. And yesterday was kind of chilly in the morning, so he had jeans on and he had a shirt on, just a regular t-shirt, and he had his arms tucked into his shirt as if he was cold. So I was like, okay, this is really weird.
But you didn't recognize him as, we have no interns. There's no guests coming into to the building now in the last month. So you didn't recognize him as somebody who works here.
Right. And I also really didn't, like, turn around to stare at him blatantly. So I just kind of, like, looked at it and tried to like keep my cool and walked towards our door.
To be fair, too, there's a whole other office on our second floor. It's not like we have the entire building.
Yeah. Like a whole other business. And so I go towards the door and it's locked. So we have, you know, like a key fob that gets into the door. And then we have like another key fob that gets us, you know, into the elevator. And then a third one to get into the actual door. So I like get into there. And normally like that's where it stops, because as soon as I get into that door, then it's fine. Like the door locks as soon as I close it. Well, I get in and it was like he was rushing towards me so he could get in the door while I had it unlocked. And he did. He made it. So at this point,
this is scary.
Yeah, it's like he jumped the turnstile, you know?
Yeah. Right. And like I'm trying to like, you know, not look weird or scared or anything. So I'm just like standing at the elevator and he runs up the stairs, like he's running to the second floor, and I'm just staring at him like, what just happened? Like, what happened?
At this point, did you think that he was a major security breach, or did you think, oh, that's someone that works on the second floor and he's like running late and he has to go to work?
To be honest, I figured that it was something sketchy, just because for the past 2 months, I haven't seen a single person. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen a single person at that time for the second floor.
And I will say, because since Roy and Loren haven't been coming in, it's a ghost town. And if anybody comes in that belongs here, we talk to each other, even if they're on the second floor. Like, I'd be like, all right, hey, I'll come out the door first, because we're not holding doors for each other anymore. Like, you know, somebody would be like, hey, go ahead, don't wait for me, I'm coming in behind you. There'd be conversation. The fact that this dude didn't have any conversation and just ran into the building because Nicole tried to get in. And I don't blame you. It's not your job to force the door closed and get yourself in a situation.
Yeah, and
I agree too. You're not security.
And that was like kind of my thing, is I'm like, what am I about to say, you know, a 20-something-year-old female to an older man, like, get out. Like, no, I've seen scary movies.
Okay, so then what happens later on in the afternoon? So she says to me, is this bad? I go, it ain't good. Where is the guy? She's like, I don't know. He's downstairs.
Yeah, so I guess what I assumed was that he was just going to the second floor and then he would not be able to get in, because I guess I assumed they had security like we did, and then that would be it. And to be honest, I do a lot in the morning, so I kind of forgot. So I'm in the bathroom.
That's a big forget.
Yeah, so I'm in the bathroom in like the 9 or 10 o'clock hour yesterday, and our cleaning lady, she's so like the nicest woman in the world. She's apologetic because I guess she hadn't cleaned the women's bathroom yet, because she normally cleans it like every 30 minutes. And she goes, I am so sorry. Like, you know, I actually got held up with security because I was trying to clean the second floor and it was so scary. Like, there was a man hiding on the second floor and, you know, we had to like go and find him, and security had to come. They had to kick him out. And I'm like, oh my God. So at this point,
it's like, oh my God, how did he get in?
Yeah. So at this point, I'm looking at her like, oh, like that's on the second floor. Wow. Oh my gosh. Thanks for letting me know. I felt so bad.
And Miss Julia, our beautiful, awesome cleaning lady, is probably like, any ideas how she got in? Because we looked
pretty
at the
secure building.
Yeah, we looked at the video, and somebody sure looked like you. No. Wow. So security had to escort that guy out. But I don't blame you. Like, we've said time and time again that we want security here early while we're coming in, because nobody wants to be put in a position where we have to like secure the building. I get that. No, we have our own security system, but still.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be like, hey, potential bad guy who could have coronavirus, you stay out there, but while I call the cops. No, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like if somebody tries to rob me, I'm not going to fight them. I'm just going to give them my money.
Right. So is there an email going out today, Nicole?
Well, that's what she said yesterday. She was like, just be on the lookout. You might be getting an email, you know, because security, you might be getting an email from security just to let you know so it doesn't happen again. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And by the way, the second floor is like the boring floor, you know. It's not as cool
like
as
there's an
floor.
Architecture company. There's a construction company. Somebody,
it's like business.
A huge MRL show fan member works on the second floor and called in that one time. Do you remember? And I jumped.
For them to hear us.
If she can hear us. So, well, we're glad you're safe, Nicole, and we're glad that all ended up well. The guy was just hiding out. Maybe I don't know why he decided to go right to the second floor, though.
I don't know. I think because yesterday was chilly, so I, you know, so in my head, at least I'm hoping, because if he wanted to rob them, then he could have done it and left.
I think he was homeless, and
he was cold. And he wanted some shelter.
A super fan of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. He was on the wrong floor.
Yeah, you guys, super fan of MRL. And he was like,
No.
Nobody's a super fan.
No. And he doesn't have coronavirus, Roy.
Everyone does.
He didn't social distance either at all. Yeah. He came running in right behind you.
Yeah.
I know. If he came that close with MA, I'd have sprayed him with Lysol. Get that.
All right.
Lysol is the new mace.
A Wednesday show. We're excited for you to be part of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. If you are a frontline essential worker, give us a text message. We always love hearing from you guys. 704-570-9595. If you're driving into work this morning, you can give us a call anytime. Bonus hour today, 10 to 11. The show will be on till 11 this morning. We got so much to get to.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Can I say Christopher or Chris? Which one is it?
Chris.
Okay. I didn't know. You know, you never know if you're able to say which, you know, name. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I got your paperwork here, and there's some questions on the back that wasn't answered. I thought I can call you real quick and knock them out over the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
You know how we think dogs are adorable and cute? Do you think that they think we are adorable and cute?
They probably do.
And is it fair to say that church is just a massive book club?
You sure that question's not a little, like, offensive to some people? I mean, not everyone goes to church.
Do you go to church?
I'm not answering that. I don't think I need to answer that.
Okay. You're clearly one of those who get weird about religion, so let's just move on. What does Buzz Lightyear look like without his spacesuit? I like to think he has abs. Is that weird?
Buzz Lightyear? Is this some sort of prank?
No. How much sardine oil do you own?
What is even? Why are you asking me these? What do these have to do with anything?
They have to do with everything. And will you be using your stimulus package for any tiger purchases?
Oh, you didn't last. Oh, that was funny. Oh, man. I like the tiger purchase question, Roy. That was a good one.
Right.
Yeah. Census surveys, we got them for you Mondays and Wednesdays. They're brand new at 7:20.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Do you guys ever have a freak out moment where all of a sudden your texts blow up and it's not just from one person, it's from multiple people all at once?
I feel like anytime I take a nap and I wake up to 75 text messages in our group text, yes, that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, and like honestly, the last time that I had multiple texts coming through within like a 5 minute, you know, 2 to 5 minute time span was when Kobe died. Because, you know, family, even my mom was texting, you know, friends that I haven't spoken with in a long time who I know, like, you know, like we're on a sports text chain.
I was going to say when Trump announced that he was closing all the borders and Tom Hanks got coronavirus, that's probably my moment when everybody was texting each other like, what is going on?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, at the beginning of all this. Yeah. So I had that this morning coming in. I was just pulling into the station and my brother texted, my brother Rich, who lives here. And it's not unusual for him to be up this early. But what's unusual was that he texted me on a chain that includes my other brother in Chicago who's still asleep and a cousin in New Jersey who's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, it's probably because what he does, he floats positive news. He loves positive news. He probably floated a positive news story to all of us. Then my neighbor texted, and he's never awake. And I'm like, uh-oh, this ain't good. And now I'm getting into the parking spot, and I see that my brother, my sister-in-law in Chicago has texted all at once.
And so you're like, what has happened in America?
Bro, I seriously was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is bad because my sister-in-law, like the other two I could get, maybe it's a sports thing. My sister-in-law could care less about sports. I was like, the fearing the worst. I didn't even pull into the spot. I immediately put it in park and I clicked on my phone. And that's when I realized I just hadn't gotten texts in the last 12 hours for some reason that they were all backed up and coming through one after another. Oh. Ridiculous. All non-emergency related, but it gave me a heart attack.
Huh.
You know,
okay.
For some reason.
So really the text was probably like at 7 p.m. yesterday.
Sure.
But you're just now getting it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would have given me a heart attack, too. That's like the time when someone called and woke me up at 4 a.m. I'm like, the only people that call and wake you up at 4 a.m. are people who's dead or they're dying. Like, there's bad. It's only bad news, and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
My poor brother, I did it to him last night. I woke up at like 3:30 this morning, and sometimes I'll just like randomly check my phone, and I saw that L.A. had an earthquake, and my brother lives in L.A., so, of course, at like 3:30 in the morning, I'm power texting my brother to like tell me he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it just freaked me out, man. When you get texts from everybody all at once, you know, it's not good news. But in this case, maybe there was an AT&T outage or something. And all my texts came through at like, you know, 5:30 this morning. But all right, let's play Can't Be Loren. She's got 98 wins. Your best number ever. Quietly during this pandemic, you're kicking ass. Quite honestly.
And we need, I know, I wish that everything was back to normal so people would know how well you're doing.
But let's see if my luck, I'll lose.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Austin in Rock Hill, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hi, Austin. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Sounds good.
Can't wait. How you do? Can you stand in my way?
I don't want to get you to 100, so.
All right, Austin.
We're gonna see.
Get her out of the closet so we can play.
Go ahead and head out the closet,
Lewis. All right.
There it is, leaving the closet. Only us can hear these questions, Austin. I have a feeling you're going to do very well. Here we go.
Question number one. Warner Music announced a three-day virtual festival featuring archival concerts from their artists. One of their artists is this female rapper who's married to Offset. Her name is?
Cardi B.
Question two. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are doing their part for hospital workers in L.A. by donating food to the staff. Sophie played on what HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
Question three. The star-studded Prince tribute aired last night, and Chrissy Teigen's husband gave a soulful performance wearing a jacket but no shirt. Who is her husband?
John Legend.
That's a move that Roy likes to do, jacket and no shirt.
Yeah, sexy.
Sheesh.
The cast of Friends. What is that? She says. The cast of Friends are the latest celebrities to join the All-In Challenge. Six lucky winners will be able to attend the taping of the upcoming reunion special. Who played Ross on that show? Do you remember? I'll give you a hint. His first name begins with a D. All right, no answer there. Question five.
I had to think really hard for that. That's good. Okay.
Question five. The cast of The Office has launched a coronavirus fundraising campaign. Those who donate will be entered for a chance to win a virtual coffee date with the cast. Now, The Office on the show, they sold what to businesses?
Computers?
Okay. Come on in, Lauren.
All right.
Hold on. Don't swear, A. Austin, and she's back. Okay.
All right, Loren, Austin got three correct. Let's quickly play.
All right, question one. Warner Music announced a three-day virtual festival featuring archival concerts from their artists. One of their artists is married to the rapper Offset. Who is that?
Cardi B.
1-1.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are doing their part to help hospital workers in L.A. They're donating food to the staff. Sophie Turner played on what HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
2-2.
And the star-studded Prince tribute aired last night. Chrissy Teigen's husband gave a soulful performance wearing a jacket and no shirt. His name is?
John Legend.
That's right. 3-3.
The cast of Friends are the latest celebrities to join the All-In Challenge. Six lucky winners are going to be able to attend the taping of the upcoming reunion special. Who played Ross on that show?
David Schwimmer.
Wow, that's right. That is correct. Unfortunately, Austin did not get that one correct. 4-3. Shocking, right. Loren.
And the cast of The Office has launched a coronavirus fundraising campaign. Those who donate are going to be entered in a chance to win a virtual coffee date with the cast. On the show, The Office, they sold what to businesses?
Office supplies.
I'll accept that. Paper, yeah. Office supplies. Okay. That's right. Yep.
Unfortunately, Austin said computers. They were not electronics. Final score, 5-3. Lauren, you have 99 wins.
Wow.
Austin, I'm so sorry. That was a hard one today.
That was a hard one. I listen to you guys every day. That was hard.
That was way harder than it normally is. All right, Austin, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
My name's Austin, and I can't beat
Lorette.
Thanks for playing, Austin.
Oh, he sounds so defeated.
I know. Well, you're all complaining and defeated. I mean, those are questions that you have to know the answer to.
The last two are really hard.
Everybody knows The Office, and I just don't watch The Office.
Okay. Well, we could have asked you what network it aired on. That's always a big thing.
I don't watch The Office either.
All right.
That would have been an easy one. FX, I assume.
Well, Austin, call us back and play again. You deserve a redo, okay?
Will do. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. What do you mean he deserves a redo?
Did he just say FX after you?
I don't know. Yeah. But I know that you got all five right, which means it wasn't that hard.
They were a little harder today.
Okay, we got to go to break.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
How's everything going? Hey, you guys, No Limit Larry's got his head in the door. Let me see. Larry, hi.
What up, yo?
How are you guys handling everything?
We're social distancing. We sent everybody home but Larry and Burpee.
Larry and Burpee. Yeah, Jessica's working from home.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. No, what does that mean, of course?
You know, women are scary. That's why Lorenz's not here, right?
Lauren, do you hear this?
What was that?
I don't know. Larry's gotten crazy in Corona.
Don't make me come back there, Larry.
She said, don't make me come back. She's pregnant and ready to get out of the house.
I'm feisty.
Yeah, feisty. All right, well, Larry, have a great show.
All right, brother.
I don't want you to hear what we're up to.
I want to know. I need to steal your ratings.
Yeah, no, you don't. Did you see the last ratings?
You can have them.
Oh, man. See, that's what we talked about yesterday on the podcast. Yesterday's Rap Party podcast was entirely about Roy's rules on coming back from home to the studio.
Yeah, and so Larry just popped his head in, and I just reminded him, hey, when I come back, you can't be popping your head in. Send an email. You can't do it.
I know. And he's like, I'm going to do it anyway.
I'll lock the door.
Come right back home.
I will send an email and I will lock the doors.
Hey, we got lots of messages from people saying that they are frontline workers and they're essential. 704 says, I'm an essential worker. I work for Chemitron Specialty Chemicals, my family small business, and we're making hand sanitizer and sanitizer spray.
Oh, great.
So that's cool. Hold on. I have to send these people a message real quick. Thank you. Send stuff to for listening to the show. Send sanitizer.
Hey, I need hand sanitizer. SOS. I saw Stratos at Elio's Noche has got his hands on some hand sanitizer. They're selling, too.
I did buy, because a distillery is doing that here in Charlotte, I did buy one big jug of their hand sanitizer. It's like 70% alcohol. Kill everything on contact.
Yeah, it's like acid.
Yeah.
Skin off. 980 texted in, hey, I'm Jacob from Gastonia. I work as an electrician, and my company has been doing a lot of service calls, helping people keep the lights on and energy going in their homes.
And I think that's what we should do. We want you to call in. We want to check on our frontline workers, 704-570-9595. How are you? What's going on in your world? What can we do to help you? Are you holding up okay? How's everything going?
I always like talking to the people, like if you work at Lowe's or Home Depot or the Teeter or Publix, like how are we as customers doing? Mm-hmm. Like, are we doing a good enough job of social distancing and keeping you safe so that you feel comfortable going into work every day? 980 said, on my way to a doctor's office, I'm a medical assistant, blessed to have a job. I'm a frontline worker in Target, Huntersville. Huntersville has hand sanitizer and toilet paper and everything this morning. Target in Huntersville, people.
No, all right, you guys have a good show without me.
I'm out of here.
I mean, it is so strange that people are still hoarding toilet paper. I don't get it.
Is it not dying out? You know your boyfriend is in this business, in the toilet paper business.
Hear you, bud.
Oh, you can't. Is it teetering out at all? Because your boyfriend's in the toilet paper business. Is it getting better?
I don't know. He was working on a nonstop for like 12 hours. He didn't leave his office until like 8 p.m. yesterday.
Mm.
It didn't seem like a good day. I don't even know if he ate food. Someone should check on him.
You got to slide stuff under the door.
I know, but I mean, he's busy trying to get the toilet paper back in stores.
704 said, keep dental assistance in mind. We're on the front lines too. Absolutely. Although my dentist is closed unless there's an emergency appointment needed. Like, I guess they canceled their cleanings. I got an email.
Yeah.
803 is working at a nursing home. Happy to have a job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Chantel is on the phone, Manny Roy, with Manny Roy and Loren.
Hey, Chantel.
Hey, how are you doing?
We just want to check on you. How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, dear. Just, you know, I listen to y'all every morning, and I call in very frequently. I love talking to y'all, and y'all are amazing, and y'all keep me going every morning. I have a 45-minute drive back and forth to work, so... You know, y'all keep me on the right path and keep me awake. I work third shift, so every morning I listen to y'all, and you keep me laughing and keep me awake. I'm going back and forth to work, so I just want to thank you. So, y'all are amazing.
Well,
listen,
Chantel,
you're amazing. On the front lines, to listen to our show, we can't thank you enough.
Chantel,
oh, no, y'all.
You in the hospital, you guys are good with masks? We came across some masks yesterday.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask. They fell off the back of a truck, and we found them. No, that's not true.
There's a donor
who wants to remain anonymous gave us masks, and we're going to start handing out masks to people who need them. We have N95s for the people in the hospitals.
That is awesome. Where'd you find them? Like, in the back of, an alley or something? Oh, my gosh.
No, honestly, we got to give away money here in a second, but 100% true. Thanks, Chantel. A donor from the Lake Wylie area, will say, came across masks, paid for them, and had them shipped here, and said, MRL, love you guys, hand these out to the people who need them. I can't do that part, but you guys can. So that's what we're going to do.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the quarantine court.
Ooh. Quarantine court? Where you're cooped up with someone else in the house and some issues spill over. We here on the Mania One of the Rim morning shows will be the judge and will be the jury, and we will hear your case. Bringing the case forward is Plaintiff Carter.
Hey, guys.
So, Carter, you're
so defeated.
I know already.
I know. Dude, you have a funny case. But Roy, they're not living together. They're both quarantined and doing stay at home and social distancing away from each other. But his girlfriend, Marissa, is also on. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, Carter, go ahead and present your case first and tell us what's going on. What's the situation?
Okay, so my girlfriend, love her to death. But we're quarantined separately in different houses, so we don't get to, but we're not in the same place right now. But what she wants me to do is, you know how you do those Zoom things? She wants me to have mine open 24 hours a day so she can always see me, like kind of like we're supposed to still be together but apart type of a thing. And I would rather just us hop on and talk whenever she'd like, but, you know, I don't want it open 24 hours. You know, I need my privacy, too. Sometimes I'm grumpy. Sometimes I just have other things I want to worry about.
I don't want it 24 hours, babe. Like,
you said the whole time.
You're making me look crazy here.
Marissa, can Carter go ahead and continue and finish his case, and then we'll hear your side.
Sure.
No, yeah, she just wants it to, you know, feel like we always have access to each other. And I'm like, well, you do. I just, you know, we don't always have to be in a constant surveillance type situation. That's
now, Carter, let me just ask you a question. If you guys were together, what would be the difference?
I mean, the difference is, even if we were in the same house, I would still have privacy at times. We wouldn't, you know, we're not like connected at the hip, you know.
Don't you think, though, you'd still have privacy if you had it up on your computer and you walked away? You would still have the privacy.
Of course, Lorenz already siding with Marissa and this thing hasn't already began.
This is ludicrous. What are we even doing here?
I don't even know how Lorenz on the other side of it.
I'm just asking questions.
Okay, I get it. You're investigating.
Honorable Lorenz. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Carter, before we bring in your girlfriend, Marissa?
I mean, it shouldn't be like an issue of trust. Let me get to that. Let's skip to that real quick. It's, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm just at my house. I mean, I don't understand why it needs to be 24 hours.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get Marissa, our defendant, into quarantine court. Marissa, you heard his statement, and you kind of said that it's not. He's taking things out of context. So go ahead. You have the floor. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, I'm lonely, and I want to feel like we're together, even though we're, you know, apart. Carter is over-exaggerating. I don't want it on 24/7. I just want it on as much as possible to feel connected, to feel like we are a couple still. And, you know, we can just chit-chat, we can do our work, and then just say something, and we'll be in the background for each other, not have to call each other and interrupt. We can just kind of... Like, Zoom gives you the opportunity to be there while you're not there.
Right. So, like, you want it so that, like, if he's not near the computer, you can be like, hey, babe, what you eating? Or like, hey, babe, I have a question for you. And then so, like, even if he's not in front of the camera, he can hear your voice and then, like, roll over to you like you're in this different room and he's coming in.
Right. Yeah. And he makes me sound like I'm crazy, but I'm sure hundreds or maybe thousands of people feel the same way. I you know, I just want to feel like I'm still in a relationship despite the given situation.
Melissa, are we shutting the Zoom off for sleep time?
No, that's when
I'm
you
sorry,
watch.
Say that again?
She wants to know if you're shutting the Zoom off for sleep time.
Well, I would say, like, I personally prefer while we sleep so that I can hear him snore and it sounds like he's next to me.
Wouldn't you prefer to have one-on-one alone time where you can have his full attention and set up a conference call? Maybe you guys do dinner together and you do afternoons check-ins. Wouldn't you rather do that?
I mean, I would rather if he didn't be disgusting and fart and stuff like that, but I know he's a human being. But to answer your question directly, like, I just don't feel like that's enough to feel like we are in a committed relationship. I want to feel like we are in that relationship.
If I may,
I can't do it.
Marissa, have you brought any other witnesses along that can tell us that they are doing the same thing? Because you said you would think thousands of people are doing it, as the Honorable Maney disagrees with you. I've never heard of such nonsense and tomfoolery in my courtroom.
I mean, it's just, I don't have any, like, backup witnesses or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, it's a female's emotional needs being filled by technology. So I just don't think there's anything wrong with it.
All right. Let's put the court in recess. Honorable Roy, Lauren, and Maney. We'll come back. We'll hear the final closing thoughts from our plaintiff and defendant, Carter and Marissa. This is really funny, by the way. Take the whole court aspect out of it. The fact that she wants to keep the Zoom on 24/7 is hilarious.
Yeah. It's very strange.
All right, we'll take a break. Court stands in recess. When we come back, we'll hear final thoughts and then give our verdict. Don't go anywhere.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the Quarantine Court. All rise for Judges Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.
It is the Quarantine Court with the Honorable Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. We have Carter, who says that his girlfriend, Marissa, wants to keep a computer on, Zoom on, all day. just to have under the background so they could check in with each other and have their voices in the background and feel like they're connected. Marissa thinks that they'll make them feel like they're still in a relationship, even though they're currently quarantined in separate locations. We are now here as part of the judge panel trying to figure out, is this a situation that Carter should be doing? Should he be having a computer on, a camera on him all day just to fulfill the emotional need of the relationship?
All right. Do you guys want to say anything else before the judges rule?
Yeah, I would just like to say I do miss my girlfriend, but I would say that the Zoom thing wouldn't feel like I'm with her as much as being surveyed by her. It's just a bit different. And that's all. Other than that, I would, I wish I were with her.
Okay. How about this? Marissa, anything from you?
Yeah, no. I miss you too, Carter. And, you know, I just don't think about it as it being an issue of not trusting you. It's giving me comfort to know that you're there. And that's all I really want out of this.
Okay. Should Carter do this? I think we should all, because I think some people on our judge panel are going to be splitting their decisions. The majority of the judges, when should Carter do this? Have the Zoom on all day? Each judge should make their vote. Let's start with Maney. How do you rule?
I've listened to both sides, Honorable Roy and Honorable Loren. And as a judge here in the quarantine court, I am deciding, surprisingly, yes, I believe Carter should leave it open. It's not that big of a deal. He can keep it plugged in. At least try it. Offer it. You have a girlfriend who loves you and cares for you and is asking this of her man, and do the chivalrous thing and answer her call. So I think that he should leave it open.
Wow.
Very surprising.
Me
very
too.
Very surprising. Loren?
I have one last question for this couple. Are you guys both working from home?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm also probably going to surprise you, and I'm going to side with Carter. I don't think it should be open 24/7, especially if you're working. I think maybe you set hours, like for after work hours that you spend time together, and it doesn't matter if you're by your computer 24/7 or not, but I think work hours, some separations, healthy for a couple.
Honorable Roy Brown, you are the tiebreaker.
It literally coke bowls down to me. Like, I'm the deciding factor here. I didn't see that coming.
Roy's like, what are we talking about?
I wasn't paying attention. I was like, Roy Osley.
The answer is dog. I don't know. The dog, yeah.
I'm going to have to rule in favor of Carter. Marissa, I know this is tough. I know that you want that emotional connection with your boyfriend, but we're under a quarantine and this unusual circumstances, and this is an unusual situation, but I don't think it's practical to have the computer on all day. I also don't think it's practical for your internet and bandwidth either. We're trying to stream. You're doing way too much there. I mean, maybe if you set a little bit more rules up where it's like, hey, let's do check-ins in an hour, we'll do dinner together, let's do lunch together, but this whole just leave up and walk around and just be on in the background, that seems like it's just going to be a lot of noise to me. And I do think that there should be a better system. Although I do think that you do need to be continuously communicating virtually while you're under quarantine, but I don't think it needs to be up all day. So I rule in favor of Carter. The majority of Carter wins. Carter, you don't have to do anything we said. This was just fun for the radio.
All right, you guys. You'll figure it out. You'll work it out.
Perspective.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. Thanks, Carter.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Real life cases here on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
People are texting in. 631 said, quarantine, unless the two of them are sick, can't they just go see each other?
You know, maybe one of them, we didn't get into that, but maybe one of them has a suppressed immune system or something like Roy. Maybe one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't get into that. We don't want to get into the medical side of things, but for whatever reason, they can't.
HIPAA policies we can't get into.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else texted in and said it sounds like they want the whole Jim and Pam thing from The Office where they're on the phone 24-7. And 704 texted in and said, this quarantine court will turn into a War of the Roses.
I hope not. They sound like a good couple. They just needed some clarification on what they can do here.
I don't know. She's but just that, a little needy.
The neediness of it, yeah. And I wonder if she would be very trusting, like trust issues, like always wondering. And
yeah, I don't know. And I know I surprised you by giving my ruling because I kind of on the first half there was siding with him. But then I realized, you know what? During like with quarantine times, like nothing is normal as we know it. So do something fun. Maybe just leave it up. And if it sucks, close it. I mean, what do you know? Right?
That's fair.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I didn't want to say the word sucks in front of the court because I respected it. The minute I took the robe off, now I'm back to myself, you know?
You do understand there's nothing respectful about our court. Like, you can say whatever you want.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Speaking about loving MRL... Thanks to 704 for texting in saying, I hope you guys can do a shout out to preschool teachers, childcare workers during this time. Because our preschools are providing childcare to first responders, we're considered essential and we're still working. Our classrooms are not the same as they used to be, and I know a lot of other teachers in this position are feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, and we're all trying to put on a brave face for these young kids every day. Lots of my co-teachers are MRL fans, and I thought it would be cool if they heard you guys talking about the early childhood workers. Thanks for bringing smiles and laughs to everyone during these crazy times. You guys are the best. That's from 704. And my gosh, you guys are really, really amazing. You really are. I mean, that's so true. When you think about all the first frontline people and all the first responders, Roy, who are working on a daily basis, you think about their kids. Where are their kids going?
Who's watching them?
Yeah, these fantastic teachers are doing a great job. So thank you guys for doing that. And thanks for listening. And we're glad we could put a smile on your face. It's all we could do. And it's free. MRL's free.
Yeah, we are free. And we give you money with the KISS cash code. $500. Next chance to win, by the way, is coming up at 10 if you want to try to get some cash.
Okay, so have you ever done this? If you've done one of these two things, can you give us a call? The Frisky put out there, I love the website, thefrisky.com, by the way. They put out the five ways that someone's busted a cheater, okay? And two of them really stand out for me, Loren. Following your boyfriend or girlfriend or hiring a detective.
Oh my gosh, hiring a detective is such, in my head, an extreme thing. And I know it happens because the industry is supported.
Is it really, though? See, I think, like, married couples, like, the couple who thinks they're being cheated on is more likely to hire a detective because then it's official and you can take that to court and it stands in court as opposed to just a he said, she said, I caught him in bed with another chick.
Well, Lorraine, you don't have to tell us the reason why. Could have been for any reason why, but just be honest. Have you ever Googled private investigator Charlotte, North Carolina?
Not here in North Carolina, but I have when I lived in Florida.
and when we play War of the Roses a lot, we hear from different investigators that call in. Or there's, remember, one listens to the show. She's like, I'm currently following somebody who thinks thinks the husband's cheating, and he is, and I'm taking pictures and photos, and I'm going to report back. But if you have ever followed your boyfriend or your girlfriend because you thought they were cheating, give us a call, 704-570-9595.
And there's no shame in the game.
No. No, honestly, we're like, that's a cool move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you do it? How far did you stay behind? Were you afraid you were going to get caught? Like, all those things. And then if you live in Loren's neighborhood, did you hire a detective to do that dirty work for you so you could do your yoga class and stay at home with the kids?
That's not why people hire detectives.
Oh.
Well, maybe it is.
704-570-9595. Did you follow someone? Did you hire the detective? We want to hear from you.
So the Frisky, you guys put out a list of ways that, you know, you busted a cheater. And a lot of them were the basic ones, like going through the phone, weird hours, you know, change in attitude or hairstyle or whatever. But how about following your boyfriend? Anyone do that? Follow your girlfriend because you thought they were cheating and, like, did it fail? Because didn't you do that, Roy? And it failed?
Yeah, it was for my buddy. He thought his girl was cheating on him, so we did a stakeout one night. And so I just got my car, and we pulled up in the neighborhood, and we're just up the road in the cul-de-sac, and we could see the front door. Well, she comes out with a guy out into the front porch. Well, I turned the car off because I didn't want them to hear the car running. Well, when you do that in my car, all the lights turn on. And this is nighttime. And so we flip out, and we're trying to crawl, like crouch all the way down to the floorboard. And I'm trying to hit every button possible to turn off all the lights. I end up popping the hood, the trunk open. So the trunk flies open, springs all the way up. And so I then turn the car on and I peel out of the neighborhood because we were causing a scene.
Oh my gosh.
Did you ever get called out? Did they know it was you or no?
I can't remember. It's been years at this point. I just know that we flew out of that neighborhood with my trunk flying open.
That's hilarious.
So funny.
Needless to say, you're not a professional, but we do have a professional PI on. Anonymous is on with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
We're great. We know we have a lot of investigators who spend a lot of time in their cars, especially in the morning, and they're listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, and you're one of them, huh?
Oh, I listen all the time. I love it.
We appreciate that. We're intrigued by what you do. Are you on a case right now?
Yes, actually, currently I am. It's same domestic cheating spouse.
Okay.
How are you following somebody when everyone's, like, in quarantine?
Well, you be amazed at who's not, I guess, adhering to the rules and they're going out and about anyway. But what a lot of, I guess, PIs don't tell you, if it's a marriage case, you know, the people are married, a lot of the times we run a tracker on the car. So I don't have to be within eyesight of the vehicle. Like, I have an app and I can, you know, follow the vehicle. I know where the vehicle's going.
Oh, okay.
So you just put like a low jack thing, like you walk by the car and slap something on it?
Yeah, it goes on, you know, up underneath the vehicle. Or anyway, it depends on what vehicle. Some vehicles, they're kind of hard to put on. Some of them are pretty easy.
So you got to find you got to find a moment when the owner of the vehicle's not around and do a quick move.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of PIs, they'll start the case, you know, and just do regular following. And then as the day goes on, if they get the chance, that's when they put it on. You know, don't really make a special trip out to go put it on. Cause
that is tremendous.
You know what I love? Like, in my head, I think of it as like this big spy thing where he's wearing all black and wearing gloves and crawling throughout the night and doing all this spy stuff. He acts like it's no big deal. He's like, yeah, you know, if you're out, you put the tracker on. If not, no big deal. It's whatever, you know.
I still get, like, the putting the trackers on and off is I still get my adrenaline rush. I still get the, you know, the little shakiness. I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, like, I had to talk myself into it. But
Like
Roy was saying, getting busted. Like, some neighborhoods, you just don't belong in. Like, you know, some neighborhoods you pull into, the people know right away this car doesn't belong. And then some neighborhoods you can sit all day long, nobody bothers you. So, I mean, it's, you got to learn. And I've only been doing it for 5 years, so there's definitely people out there way better, you know, tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
Just kind of learn. And
So the person you're tracking this morning, how long have you been tracking this person?
Since about 7 o'clock this morning.
And how many days?
We're currently on our fifth day now.
Oh, so
have
awesome.
Have you found anything?
Yes.
I'm laughing at nervousness. I feel bad, but oh, man.
Yeah. Why do you feel bad? You shouldn't feel bad.
I feel bad for laughing because it's somebody's marriage. I'm just laughing because it's crazy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm laughing because it's awesome.
Some people very much dislike the PIs. Well, y'all are ruining. I'm like, well, actually, we're not. We're helping the client that hired us in the long run.
Yeah, the cheater ruined it, not you.
Yeah, and some people are like, well, y'all are expensive. I'm like, well, are we really when you're going to save this much in alimony or, you know, support, depending on what case we're doing? I'm like, actually, we're not. We're a little nice investment to have for the long run.
An investment. I like that.
I'm going to put you back on hold so Loren has your number just in case.
I mean, with Loren's neighborhood, I probably have to just sit outside. I know all the fancy people there, so.
That's funny. Have you had the cops called on you while you were posted up somewhere?
Yeah, sometimes it happens. It's good to know some people. So there's some towns where, you know, you can call ahead and say, hey, I'm going to be in this general area. Don't come blue light me. I'm like, yeah. 9 out of 10 times, they work with you. And
that's
then,
awesome.
You know, if you get down in some small towns, sometimes they just don't want you there, period. But
yeah.
It happens.
All right. Well, thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for listening. Mutual love affair here. We love what you do, and I know you enjoy listening. So thanks.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, bud.
Uh-huh.
You know, I
want to go. I want to go on a ride along with him.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool? Hey,
let's go to stakeout.
Follow me down this path, Roy. How about Loren calling him, but not to like tail Dallas, but to tail like her contractor who is supposed to be there on Monday and it's like Wednesday and he keeps telling her like he's busy working and she goes, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Like, or he keeps taking breaks and she's not. You know,
my plumber was supposed to be here on Tuesday. It's Thursday. Can you put a tracker on him and find out where the hell he is, please?
That would be some stuff on that.
All right, let's do some music here. We'll regroup. We'll come back. We got to talk about how our former favorite linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, Luke Kuechly, how he jumped on a Zoom in a local school district, and we have the audio of it. So don't go anywhere. You got to hear it just after 9.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Professor Roy Brown.
Sir.
You have a special guest in your classroom this morning?
We did.
What's his name?
He goes by the name of Luke. I don't know. Evidently, he's a big deal. Luke.
Have you heard of him?
Luke Kuechly. I couldn't pronounce it.
What did he do? He jumped on a CMS Zoom call, huh?
Yeah, he was Luke Kuechly, former Panthers linebacker, was guest teaching for CMS students. He hopped on Zoom. He took a pop quiz, held a Q&A. He instructed students with like at-home fitness, which was really nice.
Do you want to hear the pop quiz? We have some audio.
Sure.
Let's see if Luke knows the answer. Not only that, let's see if the Manny, Roy, and Loren show knows the answer to this question. Here we go.
Okay. What is the main gas found in the air we breathe?
Is the main gas found in the air we breathe? It's oxygen, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's like hydrogen or nitrogen.
So you're saying you're agreeing with me? It's one of the gens. Oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, Lorenogen.
Okay. What is the main gas found in the air we breathe?
Is it nitrogen?
You usually, your first instincts are pretty good, partner. We're going to say it's A, nitrogen. Yes.
I was close.
Did you say hydrogen?
I said, is nitrogen or hydrogen? One of the two.
That's not bad. Here's a little more of Luke Kuechly on the CMS teaching Zoom call.
Excited to be here. I think it'll be a good switch up from what we've been dealing with the last few weeks. We get some new faces, some new opportunities.
And then he teaches some PE.
So I think the first one is just, you know, a standard push-up. If your core is just a standard plank. We did a lot of these when I was in Carolina. And then the last one, you guys all know, is just like a standard body weight squat.
You want to do push-ups and squats with Luke Kuechly, Roy?
I'll watch him. I love that.
I'm already breathing hard. I barely did any.
How about you do a push-up with Roy on your back, Luke?
Oh, God, I don't want to break the guy's back.
He's strong.
I think so. You just got to find something that works for you. Start with some push-ups. Start with some plank stuff. Hit a couple air squats.
I'm doing...
He's like the perfect person to do PE class.
I know, right? Doesn't he sound like your typical PE guy? I love it. Nice voice. Easy to explain. I started doing ab exercises at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do? Just get up from the couch to the fridge, sit back down, get up from the couch to the fridge, sit back down?
No, Nicole loves this. That's funny, Roy. That's more exercise than I want.
Your 12-ounce curls with your beer?
I lay on the ground. I put my butt under my hands. The YMCA Charlotte put this out. They said you can do some quick ab workouts at home, and there's scissor kicks. There's Hello Dollies.
Hello,
what's Dolly? A Hello, Dolly?
It's a wonderful play on Broadway. You should check it out. No, I listen. They're different leg exercises.
Is that the one where you thrust your pelvic region forward? Have you seen that exercise?
Well,
it's like where you're like in a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like the backwards plank-ish thing.
Flutter kicks. It's all with the legs. Like you're all like pretty much every exercise is you under with your hands under your butt and you're doing leg workouts to flatten your abs.
I like that.
Leg lifts, V ups, and scissor kicks. So Dean and I have been doing our workouts at home.
Good for you.
Yeah, trying to get my belly toned.
Occasionally, I'll knock my pen onto the floor and I'll bend over and pick it back up.
What an app workout. Here's the last thing that Luke said before he got off the Zoom call.
You know, there's a lot going on, and obviously we kind of wish we could be doing more right now, but this is a unique opportunity where you can just really spend time with your family and be around the people you enjoy.
Okay. There you go. Luke, good job. Hey, let's talk about the craziness that broke out on our email yesterday, Roy.
Oh, my gosh. We had
so funny.
Someone did something to our email system, which then sparked every employee in the company to do it as well. And all the management people got really mad. And it was hilarious. We got to tell you about it.
The word idiot was used in an email.
We were called idiots. And yeah. By the way, we were idiots. It's coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So just like most big corporations, we have email that's capable of going worldwide to wherever, you know, Beasley Media Group is located. We have different cities, Boston, Philadelphia, Vegas, Fayetteville.
And there's a company-wide button that you can hit to get everybody at the same time.
Roy called me on my way home yesterday and goes, Manny, I got to laugh with someone about this, and I knew you'd be down for it. And I was so excited because I had no idea what was going on at the time.
Yeah, because I knew you have my humor. I knew you would love what was occurring. So we had a thing that we had to, like, company-wide. We had to watch a video for some security thing. But the email header said Charlotte IT. But it evidently it went out to everyone, I guess, somehow. And then so everyone just saw Charlotte IT and was like, hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, because we have a company in Tampa, we have stations up in New Jersey, Las Vegas, we have radio stations everywhere. And so everyone's like, I'm not in Charlotte. And so we get
It started in Charlotte. Okay.
Okay. And somehow it went to everyone. And so then everyone then replied all to that email and said, take me off your list. I'm in Tampa. And then that started everyone chiming in on where you are. So you
know, that's when Roy called me. He goes, Manny, people now are just chiming in, like Vegas here, Boston, Philly, yeah. What up?
Vegas, don't know why I'm getting these emails. Georgia, you know, Fort Myers.
Take me off the list.
Me too, Boston. So finally our IT, you know, after, I don't know, 70 emails, that, by the way, gets duplicated and duplicated and duplicated because everyone's replying all.
Replying like, all to the entire company, not just right. Your individual city. It's going to thousands.
Thousands of people. And so finally RT's like, stop replying all. You know, one person
capital
says,
letters.
Stop replying all. One person says, love Charlotte, but I don't love all these emails. Please take Vegas off the list.
But it's not a list. It's because you're replying all.
And then I can easily, it took me 2 seconds to look at this and go, oh, you don't reply all. It's clearly someone made a mistake and like, don't reply all.
It's like the coronavirus. If you stop doing the reply all, it will die.
Just ignore it, right? But then I noticed like people in our own office, in our own digital department was like, yeah, please take me off this list. I don't know why I'm getting it. And I'm like, what's going on, Bay? How do you guys not know You guys are digital people. You should know not to reply.
I feel like people were just messing with them at that point.
At some point, we got this one email from some engineer, and it was in all caps.
Oh, my gosh.
And it said, and it's probably the best email out of all of them. Said we do not need you to tell us to remove you from the list. What kind of idiots do we have working for us? Someone sent this by mistake to the whole company, and the only way to remove you is to terminate you and delete your email. It will go away if everyone relaxes and stops replying. It's so funny. And that's all it is. Just stop replying to the email. That's all you have to do.
And you know me, I was dying to say something, but because Walter is our market manager for the Beasley Media Group, like, I didn't want to deal with his wrath.
Right.
Because if it annoyed anybody in the company, it annoyed Walter.
I know, because every boss got this email. And then even that was a pretty strongly worded of, hey, idiot, stop replying all.
People
still responded to that email.
Well, people were just playing at that point. Like, anybody who just said, like, Boston here, Philly, Naples, what's up, Fort Myers, they were just playing.
We had some guy that's a producer of a show. He's like, this is the best thing ever. One person said, this is the strangest team building activity.
That's awesome. Oh, man. It's always fun when you reply all on the entire company chain. So great. All right. It's Maney, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Before we get to Loren's Dirty, she gives us an update on celebrity gossip here. A lot of people are texting us talking about how, Roy, you were talking about the reply all, how that got out of control, and our whole company, thousands of people, not just here in Charlotte, but all over the country, kept replying all, and the IT person kind of yelled and said, just stop, you idiots. More than one person has texted us and said that IT people treat them a certain type of way. Like, everybody should know everything about computers and computer safety. And, like you know, don't you know what wires go to what? Like, somebody
really?
Even texted
that. I don't feel like that with our IT people. I feel like they really dumb it down for us because they know we're stupid.
That's true. But somebody said, I didn't know I disconnected my mouse. And I told my IT person that it was disconnected. And they talked down to me. As if I was an idiot for not knowing that I knocked the plug out.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, I know I'm an idiot when it comes to IT things, so I am not, like, offended if somebody's like, really, Loren, did you turn it off and turn it back on? Unplug it.
I just hate it because it seems like it happens all the time here with us. It's not working until we call the IT guy, and then when he gets there, it magically works.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so true also.
User error.
And producer Nicole's got a whole movement she stands behind. Nicole, your whole movement, you want to do away with reply all altogether?
Yes, because it just doesn't make sense. Like, there's no... I don't care. And I don't think other people care. I don't... Especially when you get a promotion... Great, Susan, you got a promotion. I don't care that Kevin says congratulations.
I do kind of agree that reply all is used as a brown-nosing tactic.
It is, and it's weird when, like, when someone gets promoted here inside our building, a lot of people reply all and congratulations, good for you. And if you don't, you almost stick out for not doing it, especially like the three of us, because we're in the public eye. And like, even here in the building, you're in the public eye. And it's like, well, No Limit Larry does it. Then why didn't Maney, Roy, and Loren reply all to me?
And then there's even this other thing, whereas if Maney or Loren does it, then I definitely have to do it. You know, if one of our three little core group does it, I have to do it.
I know. Can't one of us just represent all of us? And if you're going to reply to the email, just put the other two names on it.
Well, that was supposed to be Nicole's job, but that's still, we still somehow get frowned upon if we all don't reply all to the email.
I know. You can't win. You can't win. All right, Ren, what's going on in celebrity gossip? What's happening out there?
Okay, so Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are doing something very much like what we're doing with Feed the Frontline Fridays. They have teamed up with this Fueling the Fearless campaign, and they are buying meals for hospital workers in L.A.
Nice. If you head to kiss951.com, if you missed it on Friday, Kevin Jonas Sr. called in to tell us something really cool he was doing for the town of Belmont. with the Convoy of Hope. And he also went into a good 2-3 minutes about his family, how they're doing, and it's all up there.
He's quarantining with who, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's kiss951.com.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, they are looking to expand their empire into the world of sports. They are trying to buy the New York Mets, which is pretty interesting considering that Alex played for the Yankees.
He wanted to play for the Mets, but they didn't want to pay him what the Yankees paid him. I'm a Mets fan, so I kind of remember that.
So you think he's just a Mets fan in general?
I think so, yeah.
Well, the team, I guess they're getting it for a quote-unquote steal. And the word on the street is that they've offered $1.5 billion.
The original bid was $2 billion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2.5 or 2.4 was the original.
To a guy named Steve Cohen, yes.
Yeah, and now they're saying it's only worth 1.5.
I wouldn't mind having A-Rod and J-Lo owning my favorite baseball team.
I wouldn't mind seeing them own something in general. Jennifer Lopez used to be a minority owner for the Miami Dolphins.
How much did Tepper buy the Panthers for?
Two bills. What? Two bills.
2 billion?
2 billion something, yep.
So the Panthers are worth more than the Mets?
Well, the Panthers might not be worth as much right now with COVID-19 because who knows? So the prices are probably dropping because you can't guarantee anything. Right?
Sure, they're going to lose a lot of money if they can't play.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good time to buy.
I'm thinking about buying the Cowboys.
Maybe we can put our money together.
Yeah. There you go, brother. Where's our guy? When we want to buy the Panthers, we called this guy at a sports shop.
There you go, brother.
As he said, how much money you have? I said, $5.
And then you go, but if we put all our money together, we might be able to make a bid.
There you go, brother.
That's a true story.
I got to play that guy. He's the best. Yeah. All right, quick. Anything else?
So Oprah's man Stedman, Uncle Stedman is handing out haircuts to the family now. And Oprah posted a hilarious video of him trying to shave up his niece's head. And she's like freaking out because it's his very first time with the clippers ever.
Okay. I mean, people are freaking out about not getting their hair done.
Hey, I cut Dallas's and Cash's this past weekend. I didn't do a terrible job. I'm not going to lie.
Dallas didn't look thrilled in the video you posted.
That's because he hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Loren. All right. Coming up, we got to talk about Diane sent us a DM. She said that her cousin's about to get married, but she's not so sure about something that's going on in that relationship. We'll get to that. Plus, do you guys have any idea what NDS syndrome is?
No clue.
Okay. Look it up if you can safely do so. And we're going to talk about that after 10. The governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, says that he suffers from it. And his daughter does too. We'll get into it. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Less than 10 minutes away from $500. You want some cash? We want to hand you money. Kiss Cash Code coming up 10 a.m. Don't go anywhere for that.
So we got a DM from a woman, and we'll say that her name is Diane.
Yeah, she put it in quotes. I don't know if that's her real name or not, but
yeah, I'm sure it's not because this is a really heavy message. But Diane wants kind of our perspective on this situation, and she says, "I have some real drama going on right now." And again, I'd just like to get your perspective on it. I just found out that my cousin Tommy, so you guys are going to have to follow me here. Tommy is the cousin. Tommy has a 3-year-old son with his fiance, but Diane doesn't think that this child is his. She says that she found out from the fiance's ex-family that she was with somebody right before they got together, and this guy is now in jail. And she was only 5 weeks pregnant when she found out. And the guy told her, go back with Tommy because he'll be able to take care of you guys. Like, I'm going to jail. So Tommy thinks that the kid is his. And they're about to get married, Tommy and the fiance. But she is, like, feeling some weight to this now. And she's like, what do I do? Do I tell him to go get a DNA test? How do I tell him without him thinking that I'm nuts?
How old is the child now?
She said 3 years old.
Yeah. See, I mean.
We can hear Nicole.
Oh, you can hear Nicole. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
3 years old, and that means that at 5 weeks, she met the guy that she's with now. So 3 years, he thinks it's his child. She's been playing it up like it's his child. By the way, the cousin has no idea if it is or isn't. They're just, she's guessing.
Right, this is just hearsay.
Yeah.
She also says that the guy who is in jail for another 3 years.
So is he going to come out of jail and then want the kid back? Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of ends to this.
Right? And I kind of want to know what he did now, because, I mean, if he's in jail for 6 years,
that's a long time.
Hung up on?
Kind of.
That's a Roy hang up, Lorraine. I would expect that from him, not you.
Maybe Tommy is the better person here to raise the kid.
Okay, but it's still, he has the rights. The minute he comes out of jail, if he wants the DNA test and it turns out to be his child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not anger the man who's serving time, okay? Right. All right, let's not anger the person who's getting, you know.
I say that if it's not his child, he should have the rights to him when he comes out of jail. Do you hear that?
I don't want to upset the guy who got two raindrops tatted while he was in jail, okay? Let's not teardrops tatted.
I don't. So she wants to, the cousin, Diane wants to know if she should tell her cousin Tommy about the hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you guys think? 704-570-9595. Weigh in on this with us, because this is a tough one, and I don't think the three of us can solve this issue without y'all's help.
No, 704-570-9595.
Sorry, the ring. Go ahead.
That's okay. I think if she stays out of it and this comes to a head after this guy gets out of jail, then Tommy's going to be real mad at her for not saying anything.
I wonder if he looks anything like Tommy. It's a boy? Doesn't say?
Yeah.
The three-year-old's a boy or girl?
Three-year-old son.
Three-year-old son, yeah. I wonder if it looks like Tommy.
Son,
like, how
boy,
can we tell? Yeah, I mean, that's one way. You know, hold him up next to the guy that comes out of jail.
Yeah, but maybe she has a type. Dark hair, dark eyes, blonde, blue eyes. I don't know. Maybe both guys kind of resemble each other.
I keep going back to the fact that he's already raised a child for 3 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Since she was 5 weeks pregnant, as if it was his own child.
So, yeah, I mean, so really, this guy's, like, been in jail or is going to be in jail for, like, almost 7 years then. Because if he went to jail when she was 5 weeks, there's 9 months right there, and then the child's 3 years old, and this guy's in jail for another 3 years.
Yeah. Cynthia and Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. What do you want to say about this?
I think she needs to tell her cousin the truth, what she heard. Let him figure out if it's right or, you know, if it's the truth. If that's really his child.
What if she lies, though? You know, what if she lies and says, what if it is true, but the fiance is lying to him, saying, that's not true. You know, your cousin's just trying to start stuff. You know, it's so sticky.
Yeah, we just got a text literally just now. This is Diane. She just mind her own business.
Well, I think Diane needs to tell what she's heard, whether it's hearsay or not, and let Tommy decide.
How about this? I've got an idea.
It's going to come out sooner or later. The hearsay is going to keep being told, and someone's going to find out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Cynthia.
What if Diane writes an anonymous note, types it out, prints it out, no handwriting, and puts it in Tommy's mailbox? Make sure Tommy gets it.
That's so nuts, Loren. That is so nuts.
But then she gets to stay out of it, and he still gets the information, and she's no worse for weather.
My gosh. She can sneak in the middle of the night, drop it in the mailbox with gloves.
I'd have somebody else drop it all together.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This news anchor in New York. It's tough for news anchors. We said earlier on the show we wanted to check in with some of our local anchors, some of our friends that have to read the teleprompter every day, and it's just a lot of it is death and numbers going up and numbers coming in, and every once in a while they'll get a good story. But gosh, these news anchors, man, they're just living it day after day. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of like the frontline workers. They're just reporting what the frontline workers are doing, and it's not always good, but this guy, Bill Ritter, works for the ABC affiliate in New York. Listen to this story.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals.
Wait, what? That's not what Bill said. Bill has him dead. I mean, it's a tough day.
Was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator, and the governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. Again, Jack is alive and back home, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
Wow.
He misread the prompter? It's not even like it was wrong on the prompter?
Right. He just assumes everything's dead, everything's bad.
Or he's sticking up for the person, the producer who wrote it on the prompter. Maybe he doesn't want to get him in trouble.
You're not going to fall on the sword when it comes to your job.
I'm sorry. I know it's a negative thing, but it's a positive story because he's alive. But Bill's, the way Bill leads into it and the response that the governor gets is comedy gold, because Bill's like, he's died and we're sad. Here's what the governor had to say about it. Dude's alive and well. I mean, my God, did you see him on the skateboard the other day?
Yeah, pretty much. Only 180.
It reminds me of this news anchor, I want to say out of Atlanta, who had this faux pas.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
What? That's not even close.
No. Okay.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, this is why I wouldn't be... I would mess up all the time if I was
a news reporter.
I would never be able to read off the prompter. I love making words up on my own.
We know you do. We work with you. In other news, Pitbull has trademarked something. Loren, you're a big Pitbull fan coming from Florida. Listen to this. He told Kelly and Ryan this. He has trademarked that yell. Yep, he's trademarked it. Said it's the most successful thing that he puts into his songs, and he doesn't want any other artists to steal it.
It's like DJ Khaled.
I think his woo is annoying.
I got a whole montage of him, bud.
I think his voice gets tired, or he just replays the same woo.
How about Bill Ritter, the news anchor, going, Pitbull has decided to stop doing his woo. You will not hear his woo any longer. Here's more on that story. I'm wooing myself. I'm trademarking my woo, Bill. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Have you guys heard of NDS?
So the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, mentioned NDS, and it has to do with his daughter.
He says he has it. And so we'll figure out what it is and how it involves his family. Coming up at 5, don't go anywhere.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So you guys see where Governor Cuomo of New York was talking about NDS?
I did see him mention this.
It's called, I never heard of it before he mentioned it, but I'm not a parent. You know, maybe you guys, you know, but it's called Natural Defiance Syndrome. And it's because his daughter brought her boyfriend home to quarantine with the rest of the family. And he says that they like the boyfriend.
He says they like the boyfriend.
But they can't say that they don't like the boyfriend because of the Natural Defiance Syndrome. You know, like if you say, I don't want him here, that would trigger NDS, according to him. And that, you know, the daughter would then, just because the father doesn't like him, I'm going to do it just because dad doesn't like him. Mm-hmm. So he welcomed the boyfriend into the home during the quarantine, even though he didn't want to because of natural defiance syndrome.
I wonder if you're listening right now to the MRL show's bonus hour. Thanks to Cameron for letting us hang for an additional hour with you guys. Oh, the reason why we're doing this is because we love our two-way conversation. We love talking amongst each other, but we also love talking to you. And if you could weigh in right now and be honest and open with us and tell us that, yes, you dated someone your parents didn't like specifically because your parents told you not to date that person, right?
704, yes. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
I think this is with anyone, too. I don't think it necessarily has to be with teenagers, even though it's more prominent with teenagers. But I think it goes for, like, if someone in your family is dating someone and the rest of the family does not like them, it's almost like you push that person closer to the person no one likes.
Sure. The daughter, by the way, because he's got two daughters, he's got Kara Kennedy Cuomo, because he married a Kennedy and has kids with a kid, with someone from the Kennedy family. Kara Kennedy Cuomo, and the daughter who is bringing the boyfriend home is Mariah Kennedy Cuomo. It is fantastic looking, by the way.
The guy?
I like the fact that they hyphenated the last name too.
Oh, I mean,
or use the double.
You got to keep Kennedy in your name if you have it. You got to keep it in there.
The Kennedy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never did that. My parents. I mean, my parents. Never
so full of it. Maybe not with dating, but you did it on some other grounds.
Wait, I mean. Oh, like if my parents said don't do something, I would do it anyway, even if it wasn't 100%. Dating. Yeah, I get it. Right now, though, we're specifically talking about dating someone that your parents told you not to date. And my parents were basically like, don't date anybody. Like, it's hard enough. This world is hard enough to deal with on your own. You're going to bring someone else into it and fall in love with them? Yeah, good luck.
Let's let you think about Ruby, your daughter. Could you imagine? How would you handle her bringing someone in that has to stay with you guys for a month?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tough, right?
It would be tough. I know Amanda's sister used to sneak a guy up to her bedroom, like ladder out the window, like Rapunzel, and snuck him up to the room when she was in high school because the parents didn't like the guy. But this is Colleen in Huntersville. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Welcome to the bonus hour of the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. Go ahead. What do you want to drop in?
Well, I definitely was defiant when I was younger, like, every person I dated was probably just to piss my parents off.
Every one of them?
Most of them, I should say.
Became your type?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't allowed to start dating until I hit high school, and I was very pissed off about that. So the second I hit high school, I was on the prowl.
Those bad boys, though.
What was it that they didn't like about these guys? Just they didn't want you to date in general?
Yeah. I mean, my parents were very conservative. They still are. I definitely broke them down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I was not allowed to date. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup until I hit high school either. Like, I just, anything that I could do, I did.
Colleen, if your parents knew about natural defiance syndrome, they would have been like, Dad, date whoever you want. It's fine. And then you wouldn't have dated any of these guys.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They still would have said no.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Colleen. Roy, Jennifer and Charlotte's on.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome Hi. To the Maney, Roy, the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Were you defiant?
Every day of my life. Every stinking day of my life. I met a guy at a bar when I was like 26 years old. Now, we've been together for 17 years, but when I first started dating him, first off, being that we met at a bar, my parents weren't too thrilled about that, but we've been together for 17 years married and 19 years altogether.
Ah, so it worked out for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And even meeting at a bar that was on Altmar Road.
So your parents now accept him? Huh? Do your parents now accept him?
Oh, my parents love him now. See, at first they didn't think he'd really amount to much. Like,
right.
Someone job kind of thing. But, like, I was 26 years old. I lived at their house. So I kind of had to obey their rules. People don't tend to get that sometimes. They're just like, well, you're 26. Why don't you, you know, But either way, he's the one guy out of several that my parents told me, you don't need to be with him. That is something about him. Just like, I said, you know what? There's something about him. I knew within 5 minutes of meeting him that we were going to end up being married one day. Now we've got two grown kids. We got a grandbaby that's 6 months old. And we've been together for almost 19 years now.
And the family loves him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Jennifer. Happy NDS.
Oh, yes. I love you guys. Y'all get me through some fun mornings on the way home trying not to fall asleep.
What do you do?
I work at S&D Coffee and Tea. Right now we're furloughed, but it is what it is with this crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can regain some of that money that's been furloughed, unfortunately, with the KISS cash code. We're doing it 7 times a day. You're shot at $500. Comes up again at noon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, keep going on that, Jennifer. And thanks for listening, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. Super excited for someone who is furloughed and kind of, dealing with it. Good for
Seriously.
You. Happy National Earth Day today, everybody.
Oh, it is Earth Day, isn't it?
No one cares.
I can't believe that wasn't the first thing producer Nicole said to us today.
No one cares. In fact, you know what? We did Earth a solid. Everyone's staying home. Pollution's down. Everything's great.
Dude, you are 100% right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how just being shut down in the United States for a month has made the Earth a healthier place. We've got the stats to prove it. We're coming back in less than 10, Roy, and you need to be here for this.
MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, KISS 95.1.
It's the 50th anniversary of Earth today.
Well, now, it's been around for more than 50 years.
The Earth?
Yeah.
Sure has.
Just want to make sure everyone knows.
True point, Roy. Can't put anything over on you, bud.
It's not 50 years old.
Earth Day is 50 years old. Mother Earth is a lot older, but it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which was started by a senator from Wisconsin whose name was Gaylord. It's an interesting fact. I knew that would get Roy's attention. But the Earth is healing, even though we are dealing with a pandemic worldwide. Statistics are out that the ozone is repairing itself with a lot less cars on the road from China all the way across to America, all the way across to Europe. The water pollution is cutting down to the point where fish that weren't seen in years are now coming back in, I think, England. I read that.
And Venice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A scientist named Bill Wood, the executive of the West Michigan Environmental Action Council, says that overall the smog has gone down, not just in the United States, but worldwide, making the air we breathe actually cleaner, even though it's filled with COVID, cleaner than when it was filled with carbon monoxide, which is pretty interesting. You know, you would expect that, though, with the more social distancing, the more the Earth is like healing itself.
And I'm kind of surprised because every time I look out my window and I look at that roadway, it's filled. It is filled with people, but I guess it's not as filled.
No, I mean, think about it. Like, traffic hour isn't as bad as it typically is.
Well, but I did read also where, like, North Carolina is horrible for the movement. Like, people in New York City are actually staying home, or people in North Carolina are still trucking along.
Yeah, I get it. But I also I grew up in northern New Jersey and I'm very familiar with, like, you know, Hoboken's a city where people live on top of each other. So to get out, get in your car and go somewhere is not how you do it. Like here, it's different. We're like filled with suburbs for the most part, with the exception of South End and Uptown. So it's easy for you to hop into your car in the garage, go to the store and then come back without losing your parking spot, for one. And two, without being ridiculed, you know? And people don't want to ride elevators, Roy, in these big cities.
Sure.
You know? So they definitely have it worse. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, it is Earth Day. So do so. What are you going to do nice today, Roy, for Mother Earth?
I will cut the grass. I don't know. What do you do?
Cut the grass and recycle it back into the ground. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Lorraine?
I'm going to stay home. How about that?
That's good. You're not driving.
Mm-hmm.
No carbon monoxide. That's good.
I'll water the yard.
Okay, that's another good one.
I don't know.
I will. I was planning on removing a tree. I won't remove a tree. How about that?
That's good. Don't kill God's animals.
No trees, no branches trimmed or anything. Nope, none of that at all. Okay. If you missed anything from today's show, make sure you get the replay. We did a quarantine court, which seems like days ago now, but it was at like 8:20 this morning. A very interesting case where the girlfriend wanted, Marissa wanted her boyfriend, Carter, to leave the Zoom on 24/7 so they could be like they're living together and still seeing each other, even though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was something on the show today. Funny story about how producer Nicole, she accidentally breached security here and let a stranger in, which everybody went nuts on the second floor of this building. And that's on there. And, of course, anything you missed, you can always catch on the Kiss 95.1 app. The show replays 24/7. All right, Cameron's up next. He's got your she's got your shot at $500 with the Kiss Cash Code. And then Roy after that.
Yep. It's going to be a big day of giving away money. Kiss Cash Code, don't go anywhere.
All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Get that Rap Party podcast. We're about to record it after 11. It'll be up too. More of the MRL show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.